League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell right now for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about this morning here. And I put this to you guys. And this is something a lot of coaches in town for the Touchdown Club. There must have been 50 coaches there last night. There's some talent here. There were, 30 players up on the podium and everybody's fighting for different players. But different rumors going around. Let me put this out there for you. Bill O'Brien to the Ravens, John Harbaugh to the Texans. Would you do it?
We're talking about literally trading coaches.
No, not trading coaches, but one leaves and the other one comes and then that one goes there.
So are you okay. Well, for the sake of Texans fans, all they care about is Bill leaves and
John Harbaugh.
And John Harbaugh comes.
And then Bill O'Brien ends up there. Maybe, maybe not. Whatever the case may be. But
that'd be a tough...
Would you trade in Bill O'Brien for John Harbaugh right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Not even really a shot at Bill O'Brien. I actually think Bill O'Brien's a pretty good... He's a pretty good coach. I know he's a good coordinator and quarterback coach. And I think he's a pretty good coach. But Harbaugh has established his one. He's more even keel. Like, I'm already assuming this isn't working between Rick Smith. Look, Rick Smith's the king.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Anybody who swings at him misses.
Yep.
You're never going to hit Rick Smith squarely. And so he swung at him and missed Bill O'Brien. So he's got to go. And I don't care if it's this year or next year. Bill O'Brien's not sticking around.
I am hearing that, more and more that you're – I mean, I don't think it's – I mean, you've been saying it a long time. They don't get along.
The season started.
They don't. And I could certainly see it. I could see where Bill O'Brien coming from the Belichick, that script. He goes, wait a minute.
You want to know
you're not doing a good job getting players here.
He doesn't think Rick's a football guy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what it is. He doesn't think Rick is a football guy, and he wants a football guy next to him.
Well,
it's really that simple.
Or he wants to buy the groceries.
Well, yeah.
He thinks he knows more football and he could do a better job.
When he came over, he thought he had control at all times of the 53-man roster and thought he was going to have personnel control. I don't know. See, I never heard this. I don't know if there was ever an understanding that he was going to have final say over personnel. I think he did think that at one point, and it either changed or it never materialized. Because last year, I was told he really wasn't involved much at all in the draft. And I'm talking about Bill O'Brien, not Rick. The Bill was, he'll look at some guys that you want to look at, but he did not have the same level of interest in the draft. That's what I heard. And if that's the case, that tells you that he's just kind of saying, he's just kind of packing it in like, well, this ain't happening for me.
Well, that's the model for a lot of organizations, though. Dude,
no, I'm okay with that model.
Yeah, I'm okay with that model, too, because I'm going to be accountable here. Because that's always been this gray area. Well, whose player is it?
Right.
Right?
Intentionally.
Charlie, hey, listen. Now, this is Vic Fangio's guy, see? Hey.
No.
This is who Vic wanted, see? Hey.
So I play a game called Whispers, where that's all the Texans are, is Whispers, where you hear, I'm hearing that this wasn't actually Rick's pick. This was Wade Phillips' pick. Wade Phillips picked Sam Montgomery. Whispers. Well, I'm hearing that Xavier Sofilo wasn't Rick's pick. It was actually, actually Bill O'Brien. Whispers.
That's the biggest load of crap.
Dude, either
ever.
Everyone's in or everyone's out.
No,
don't just whisper stuff.
I disagree with that. If you pick him, Rick, That's your pick.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm saying. That organization has had no transparency. It's always been vague, like, okay, well, is Gary making these picks?
Right.
Like, who has final say on Mario?
Is Gary in charge? Is Gary over Rick?
Don't forget.
Yeah. He came first and Rick came second.
They hired Rick. Right. I think it was a Ted Sundquist. At first, I think it was a Ted Sundquist deal, like with Mike Shanahan, right, where Shanny was the guy and Sundquist was his subservient, you know, general manager. But somewhere it changed. I think it started that way and maybe changed.
Well,
but
as soon as he said, "Yes, I'll baptize
remember
your
this?
Kid."
Remember this one?
That's that, which is false, by the way.
The
Godfather thing.
That's not true.
No, I asked Mark about it. He said
that's out there
absolutely,
as much as the Jeff Alm story.
Right, yeah, right. Even more so.
Yeah.
No, everybody takes that for fact, and he said it is not true. It is just not true.
Then so, who's Cal's son's godfather?
Well, we'll have to ask Cal, won't we?
What if
only
he says?
If he'll answer us,
he says,
I don't know.
I'm not going to tell.
Never
you
heard
that.
Cal talk, so I
it's
don't know.
It's Rick, isn't it? So anyway, you think Mark went, Rick, are you the godfather of the child? And he goes, no.
No.
It's all been a lie this entire time, Houston. Nothing to see here.
Well, that's the rumor. Okay. Anyway.
Everyone's
neither
heard,
here nor there.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I've always said, if you're the general manager, you take responsibility for the guys that you choose.
Yeah.
Because the coach takes, okay, there's no win losses on the general manager. When did you ever see a general manager get fired and they go, well, they were 110 and 140 during his reign? No. They never say that.
So the old regime, Gary's regime, there was a coach on the staff who I know they firmly believed that Rick would sit next to the owner and say, this roster's really good. They're not doing a good job with
it. Well, what I heard was Rick was on the plane, on the private jet. I'm not going to fly with the team. I'm going to fly with Bob. And in his ear, like worm tongue.
right.
Hey, this is a great roster.
This roster is so good.
I think that the way that he's coaching these
Remember when John McClain had the article that Jock Reeves was actually, if you looked at the stats, he's a really good cornerback. And Jock Reeves at no point was a really good cornerback. But John had these stats. Like, where do you think they came from?
Yeah.
Rick's like, well, I don't know. Look at this. This is even before Pro Football Focus. Like, look at these stats. And like, he's actually playing really well by the stats. Like, all of us with human eyes said, what? This guy's terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he lasted more than 2 years. But anyway, but I give Rick credit. I mean, Rick is, I still to this day, I don't know. I've had to try to piece together by talking to different people. And sometimes, a lot of times, past the expiration date on how the picks went down, who made what picks. It's almost been intentionally vague. Even Mario Williams, I found out from a guy who was in the room, who was with the Chicago Bears whenever I saw him at a Bears and Adrian Peterson. You remember the game where Adrian Peterson went bananas like as a rookie, just killed the Chicago Bears. You remember the story. I walked out of the game. I thought it was over. And then the Bears made this great comeback and I'm stuck out of the game and my wife and their friends are in there. Like I say, I can't get back in. No, sir, you can't. You left. Now we're in overtime.
How you like that?
So, and I think that was when AP was a rookie in like 2007. This is when this was, and this guy goes, or maybe 2008. And this guy who's working for the Bears at that time, who had been in a room with the Texans, is like, I used to listen to you and John all the time. He said, love that show. I used to always want to call in and tell y'all what went down with the Mario pick. I'm like, well, tell me now. What do you mean? He goes, that was Charlie's pick. I said, Charlie Casserly, who was a lame duck GM, mm-hmm. That was his pick. That's not Gary's pick. He said, Gary had a sign off on it, but Charlie went and made the, you know, he's the one. First of all, Reggie Bush pissed off the owner because Reggie Bush was taking phone calls during a meeting with the owner. One call was supposedly about rims on a car, and Bob McNair did not love that.
Dell went, she just shrugged. And?
Bob didn't love that. They didn't. They were never going to draft Vince
Young. That's a little disrespectful. I'm just going to say it, though. I know you shrugged, and you went, well, you got to get his rims, right? Man's got to have his rims.
Hey, man, that's an important call to take. If Bob McNair can't handle it. Sorry, Warden. I got a call to take.
What if you ended up with 20?
He wasn't the Warden then.
I think he was always the Warden.
No, he wasn't the Warden.
What if you think that you're getting 22s? Well, back then, 22s would have been pretty big. Now it'd be probably more 24s. But what if you ended up with stock 18s when you had a chance to get 22s, and it's because you didn't answer your phone.
And by the way, I'm not so sure I even believe that story. It's nice for the Texans to put out there for a reason why you didn't draft the guy. But, oh, he just answered the phone, took a call about 22s. Get out of here. Shut up, Texans.
Yeah. What if you ended up with the Saints because you took your call about 22s?
Then he's got a Super Bowl ring.
So then we wouldn't have it here. Trust me. He didn't even have an AFC championship ring.
Would have had it here if he'd have come here.
So apparently, Charlie did his, you know, Bob McNair did his thing where he scratches guys off and on. And when it was all said and done, Charlie apparently was responsible for that draft, which was the greatest draft in Texans history, bar none. Owen Daniels, Eric Winston, D'Amico Ryans, Mario Williams, Charles Spencer, who I think would have been a Pro Bowler had he not kicked in the leg by Ron Dayne and had a spiral fracture, which they... What are spiral fractures? Oh, people who jump off of houses whenever there's fires, they usually get spiral fractures.
Well, if Ron Dayne runs up your butt, guess what happens?
Yeah. Well, hemorrhoids.
and spiral fractures.
Your butt gets torn up. So it's always been, we didn't know who made that pick, who made this pick. I do know for a fact, and that's why I've put it out there, Rick Smith, this was his draft last year. And so far, it's been a pretty decent draft. So I want Rick to get full credit for that, either positive or negative.
All his drafts, they're either he gets full credit or full blame. It's his draft.
It's never happened that way. There's always whispers about other people making picks, right?
I don't give a crap. He's the one that's ultimately really responsible.
I agree. Well, if he's going to be responsible, then he needs to be making all the picks,
too. Well, then, you know what? But you know what? He's the boss. He says, if the coach goes to him, I want this guy, I want this guy, I want this guy. No, that guy sucks. You know what? Sam Montgomery is not a 3-4 end. Period.
We're not doing that.
And you know what? I had, and you know him really well, a guy on the LSU staff that said, we told them he can't play 3-4 end.
Well, 3-4 or outside linebacker. He was not a fit, but supposedly that was Wade Phillips' pick. That doesn't make sense to me. Although, in Wade Phillips' defense, it basically turns into a regular defensive end.
I don't know about this. He's the general manager. He's the defensive coordinator. You know what you tell him? No. We're not doing that.
Yeah. No, I agree. But they haven't had that. They have to get – the first thing the Texans have to do is get a very clear – and I don't care if it's – you know, it can be with Bill O'Brien, too. I don't care. There needs to be a very clear line drawn. This is how other teams will do
it.
This is how other teams will do it. They'll say, here's what we're going to do. Here's what Pittsburgh Steelers do with Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin.
See how the Packers go about it.
Yeah. No. Here's what the Steelers do. My dad told me exactly how their draft room – Kevin Colbert and his staff, they take the players. These are the players who are Pittsburgh Steeler players. They bring them to Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin and the staff get a look at him. Mike Tomlin will say, I'd like to have him here. I'd like to have him here. The coaches will slot some guys. Kevin Colbert may or may not change some of the slotting. They go to the owners and they say, here's the guys we have. We need to tell you about character issues, failed drug tests, this. Scratch off who you want to scratch off. So the owners will say, no, yes, no. Okay, now they got their brand new board.
Mm-mm.
And it has had the impact, you know, and Mike Tomlin and his staff have taken a look at it. But Kevin Colbert is still going to make all the picks.
Right.
So you had your say, and a lot of teams do that. I'm fine if the Texans do that. Just have a system and follow it year after year after year. Clear division of jobs and be transparent. If they're your picks, eat the picks. Don't just say, well, whispers. Actually,
that's crap.
Montgomery was also a psycho. LSU would have told you Sam Montgomery was a psycho, too. How did you draft a guy who was a psycho?
Well, I don't mind psychos if you want to know the truth. The Texans need a few.
Teams who draft psychos said he was too psycho.
Well, not that psycho. How about a psycho that can't play? No, I want a psycho that can play.
Well, yeah.
All right? That's what I want. I don't care. You got to have some stink on you. Yeah, I think that every team has got to have some stink, and you got to be able to handle it in the locker room.
If you're good, you call it edge.
No,
you
call it poop only, and it rhymes with hit.
Well,
okay? You got to have some of that on
you. You say a guy's got some edge if he can play, and if he can't play, he's a turd. That's how that works.
Well,
call a guy a turd, but if he can play, it's like, he's a little edgy.
Or you say he's got a little poop on him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
Can he play?
He's pooping. One coach told me last night, swear to God, he goes, you know, I just think that we didn't have enough guys, because you look and you go in the SEC, you go, wow, that guy is a freaking maniac. Look at that guy. That guy is nut. No, he's psycho. Well, I wish I had him on our team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want guys who are going to make, like, NFL teams can't, there is a line where you say, this guy's going to be more trouble than he's worth.
Yeah, right.
We don't want it. And Sam Montgomery was a guy who most people thought had was well past that line.
Oh, yeah,
you don't take those guys because – and like Malik McDowell. I was just reading. Malik McDowell got arrested. What a shocker. Complete turd at Michigan State. Has a tremendous amount of talent. It was untapped. And one of the first stories I see today, Malik McDowell arrest video shows him berating officers. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Malik McDowell was arrested. Shocker.
Yeah, right. Well, that's going to happen. You got to be able to fade that, or you're going to have to be able to control him. Or is he worth it? Antonio Brown. He's got some stink on him. He does some stupid stuff. Oh, well. Look at Antonio Brown. You know what? I'll take him on my team.
Oh, Malik McDowell said this to a female police officer. B word, I got money. That's why I can talk S. McDowell told the officers, 1, 2, and 3, pointed to the officers, will never make as much money as I made in the last 2 months. You'll be broke B word for the rest of your life.
Let me know when that man just... Let me know when he told a lie. That's all I'm saying.
What? Why is he pocket watching?
No, let me know when Malik told a lie.
Why? Well, he's pocket watching. And he ain't going to see because he's going to, well, he'll be able to see. He just won't be able to touch anybody because he's got handcuffs on.
I see
on.
You didn't watch the HBO show The Deuce, or you'd know the cops in New York in the 70s apparently were really raking it in with all the shakedowns.
Yeah. Well, how's that? Maybe they are making, money.
This isn't the 70s, and all I'm asking you two to tell me, when did Malik tell a lie?
Inflation. You know what the cops are making today? He don't know. He didn't know. Stop pocket watching.
He didn't know.
He don't know.
Why is Malik trying to watch their pockets?
Yeah. Hey, Christmas.
Did you read a lie in that statement?
One of them might be getting paid.
He don't know. He might be ignorant about it. I don't know.
I don't know how much Malik is getting taxed, and I don't know if he's got an IRA. Like, what does his actual check look like? Is he putting some away for retirement? I don't know.
And you don't know how much untaxable income those cops have.
Look, B, don't talk to me. Well, there it is.
Okay. You don't know nothing about them.
Untaxable income is always the great variable. It's like a Texas draft pick. I don't know anything about it. Right. Who knows where it came from?
You don't know about this, do you, Malik?
Whispers.
Hey, guys, Christmas is coming. Go with a win-win. Give her something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. Super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be cozy in no time. And then stuff happens. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting open that. Especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com. Save $40. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them I sent you. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 720 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You just did that rocket spot. I got to tell you, they're kind of boring because they're just kicking everybody's ass.
I got pissed off.
They went on a 25-0 run.
Yeah, in the first half. People think I was joking when I said this on Twitter. I really wasn't. I found myself getting very annoyed with them in the first half because they had 61 points with like a little over 3 minutes to go. And I'm like, they're getting a 70 and half. And when they didn't, and when they started having bad possessions and turning the ball over, I was getting mad because they weren't going to get to 70 in the first half. I'm like, this team must be really, really good. If this is my primary concern, that I'm mad that they're not going to hit 70 again at halftime.
And they coasted in the second half. They only finished with 108.
Oh, yeah. No. They coasted and, after the midway.
But again, it wasn't even close because they played defense. Well, yeah. I can't tell. It's Charlotte. I can't tell. But it was boring. You're boring me. If you go on a 25-0 run in the – was that the first to the second – whatever it was. I mean, come on. That's going to bore me. You're going to have to, we're going to have a little intrigue.
Jules said, oh, yeah. Well, you'll get your intrigue. I'm all for having some boring games.
Well, what about the Spurs tomorrow night?
That's what I'm saying. I'm all for having some boring games here and there. That's fine. Just smash people. This team is so good.
And we're going to have Ultimate Spurs fan Shea Serrano on
today. Yeah, Shea Serrano, the Spurs fan. The guy who's written, he's just got an article about Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs that's in the Ringer. Shea Serrano, two-time New York Times bestseller, and he did it with basically illustrated almost like coloring books. He's got Basketball and Other Things, which is this huge book right now, and then the rap yearbook with the best rap songs from every single year. He's also done the Bun B coloring book where he had rappers who he created as, you know, it was a coloring book with rappers.
Rap coloring and activity book.
Shea is legitimately one of the most creative minds that I know. As a writer, he is, I think he's unparalleled with the sports and pop culture and things like that. He's easily the best going today. And he lives here in Houston. So great story. Former school teacher. Was just riding on the side, and then he got big enough that when he was with Grantland, he quit the school teacher gig and went full-time to Grantland, and then Bill Simmons, we know, parted ways. And Shea went with him to Ringer, but Shea hustles on the side himself, and he's made himself – he's not really a figure of Ringer. He's a much bigger brand name than that.
Well, he's got a couple of bestsellers, so mm-hmm.
How many
NBA
you have?
And rap expert.
I don't have any bestsellers yet.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I've already got the title for it.
What is it?
How Not to Start a Radio Station.
That's not... that documentary, if we had been filmed...
Oh, my God.
The 1560 documentary would have crushed. It would have been unbelievable. No, I've watched thousands of documentaries. That documentary would have been one of the greatest documentaries ever made. To this day, it makes me want to vomit.
That we didn't have a camera all the
time. There wasn't cameras following everything. Can you imagine videos from Christmas parties, fights you had with management or friends at that time, or whatever you want to call them, drinkers? I don't know what
about the Saturday night blue what was Chance's show?
Blue Light Cemetery.
Blue Light Cemetery
where two guys would just come in here at midnight.
And they had smoke.
They had smoke shows, strobe lights.
Yeah.
And they had a cooler, a motorized cooler you could drive around on.
And brought up girls from the Roxy.
Yeah. One night that happened. One time I'd fall at the media basketball game. I'd fallen on my elbow and busted it up. So I did a whole show on painkillers.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You did
a screen test or a reading, a table reading for Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I did. Yep. Me and Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And we said things that... Probably we will regret someday because Chance still has them.
Things happen there on that show that I'm like, there's no way this is legal.
No.
On radio, even at this time.
Nope. All right, 725 ESPN 97.5. So Shea is going to be here 8:15?
8:15. Jules told me to tell you, tell John not to watch ESPN this morning. Thunder and the Selfish Three led the Sports Center this morning. The ninth seed in the West are 12th best team in the NBA, and they're getting opening highlights. ESPN has lost their
way. I watched that game last night. It was Paul George's return to Indiana.
Yeah, it had something there.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's LeVar Ball getting 12 minutes to start the freaking show. It's the Kardashians and that's all ESPN cares about is sensationalism and crap, as opposed to, you know what? That was a story yesterday. Paul George going back to Indiana. That doesn't bother me at all. That the Rockets are being underplayed. Oh well, that's actually I don't mind it.
Oh no, it's they're going to when Christmas by the time Christmas rolls around, because it's like the season really gets kicked off on the triple header, quadruple header at Christmas. The season really gets kicked off. I'm just telling you now, the Rockets look like a one seed in the West. That's how good they are. They have two alphas on the court to start, you know, for 30 plus minutes a game. They have a big who is ascending in Clint Capella. They got Nene, who I thought had a great year last year, way better than I ever expected. Mm-hmm. Now, he can only play every once in a while because
but you got Capella.
Yeah, but it's
well, and you got the sixth man of the year.
Trevor Ariza is less important than he's ever been, which allows him to be better than he's ever been because he's shooting over 40% from three. Eric Gordon can score. Ryan Anderson could shoot 50% at any time on, you know, home or away, and then, you know, 20 the other spot. That's right. Data dredging. You've got
P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker gives you got younger Chuck Hayes.
Right.
A slightly more athletic Chuck Hayes called P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, a little thinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mamute.
They're both thick with two C's.
Yeah.
Chuck and PJ. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happened. He hurt his shoulder yesterday. Mbamute hurt his shoulder after a dunk. So we'll see how he's doing. Jeremiah makes a point. He says, do you believe Ozzie Newsome is going to give up control in Baltimore? No. If Bill O'Brien as
no, but he will respect Ozzie Newsome more than he does Rick.
Yes, yes. But Ozzie Newsome,
Rick is Rick. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Ozzie's a football guy.
Ozzie's known as such.
Yeah. All right, 727 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up on a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. How about some testosterone? You need some?
Ooh, Men's T Clinic. You know what? Actually, I did. I didn't even know it. I went and got the first thing was they wanted me to speak for them. I said, yeah, let me find out about the guys, the two owners, longtime listeners, sports radio going way back in the day. And so we talked, and they said, hey, why don't you get tested today? It's super quick. And I'm like, well, I mean, they said, well, you're always fatigued, right? You're tired. I'm like, yeah, I wake up early, and then I'm doing this draft thing, and I'm always tired now because of that. They said, well, you know, that's one of the telltale signs of lower testosterone. You become more fatigued. You can't get through workouts. Excess belly fat because you're not burning the belly fat. Your workouts don't have the same results. It can have an impact on your libido or even your drive at work and your drive to get ahead. All of these things, you just kind of get into a funk. And I said, all right, let's check it out. And my number ended up being low. So they started the treatment and literally he told me in 3 days, we're giving you a super boost to start off with. In 3 days, you're going to feel unbelievable energy. It was 100% true. That Friday, I was like, wow, this is great. And I saw tremendous results, dropped to like 24 pounds. Workouts were so much easier and so much more beneficial. And you just feel a lot better. You feel like you're back to being the old you, when really you're just back to being the real you. Get your mojo back by going to Men's T Clinic, 1801 Durham at I-10. You can also go to the location in Cypress, and then two new locations will be opening up soon as well. Call them today and set up your consultation. They can get you tested quickly, get you in and out. They open at 8 o'clock, 713-568-1175. That's 713-568-1175.
Speak like a one-armed boxer, throwing punch after punch.
ESPN 97.5.
Nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong for the right reasons.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Astros signed Joe Smith. Reliever. Side armor, pitched for the Blue Jays and the Indians last year at a 3.33 or something like that. He's got a nice ERA over his career. 10-year vet. Yeah.
Sucks what happened with the T-Wolves, too. No, they got all those picks taken down.
Not the number one overall pick. It's
with McHale?
Watch out, moms. This guy just blasted you with a dad joke.
Doesn't that sound like Frank Bullington?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Now, Joe Smith, side armor, throws about 88, 89. I've
never seen that before. Does he dip Neshek, way down on
Neshek?
His, yeah. Is he an all-star?
Like Neshek?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I can tell you, boy. Those all-stars don't care as much. Yeah.
How about this? Stanton, Judge, and Sanchez are 0 for 13 against him, lifetime. So eat that for a while. If you're looking to beat the Yankees, you just brought in Joe Smith, Yankee killer. So if you get to that part of the order,
Yankee killer
in the third inning, you're going to have to bring in Joe Smith.
There you go.
That's it.
Well, with the Astros, sometimes you have to come with a bullpen in the third inning. Sometimes happens.
Yeah. Well, if someone other than Verlander and Keuchel are starting, that's what he does. If Peacock's on the mound, sorry. You're done today. What? It's 2 2/3. What are you doing?
It is what it is. I'm going as hard as I can for three innings. Do you agree with this? Jason says, I love what I'm seeing from the Rockets so far this season, but James isn't an alpha, LZ. I think he's an alpha, meaning a lead dog. I'm not saying alphas don't always finish what they start. I mean, it's – well, I guess it depends on the definition. My definition is one of the lead guys in a room, a guy who other people gravitate to, towards, and a guy who kind of sets the agenda in the locker room and in the
– Well, I don't think that's James.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm not saying he's a vocal leader.
Well, and Kevin McHale said it. He's not – And oh, by the way, he doesn't lead by example on the court defensively. He you know what? He's a scorer.
I don't know if he's a great scorer.
Yeah, Alpha is a leader. You're the main dog. You're the big dog. And I think
having people
Chris
follow
Paul
and
there,
gravitate to you. It doesn't mean that you're always going to be a leader. But what James wanted, he got.
He got rid of Kevin McHale.
Yeah, I mean, he got what he wanted,
and he got Chris Paul. You know, but I think it's perfect. Who cares if he's you know what? I don't care if he's a leader. He just go score. What you do. That's fine. And if sometimes you're not going to play, you're not going to play defense, but you'll make up for it with 40, 45, mm-hmm. and 12. Okay, that's fine. But now you got a leader out there that can, that other guys aren't going to look at and go, really, dude? You just took that swipe defensively and just stood there and let that dude go to the hole? You know what? Chris Paul's going to make up for that with leading by example, playing defense, and doing all the stuff that this team needed.
Well, there's going to be a lot less turnovers, too. With Chris Paul having the ball in his hands as primary ball handler, there's going to be a lot fewer turnovers. I mean, you know, that seems pretty elementary, but if you turn it over less, you will be better.
Yeah. If you play more defense, you know what this team is doing? They're playing more defense.
That's all true and great, but I guess to the tweeter's point is, in a game six, is James going to be more comfortable being a guy who isn't the front lead, the lead dog, and play better?
Well, we'll
that's
see.
What we're looking for.
We'll see. I've the one big positive, you know, I wanted to see what it would look like with the ball not in James's hand, and is he going to be okay with it throughout a season? Not just in the first quarter of a season, but throughout a season. I still want to see it, but I feel pretty good about it right now. But the other thing is, you know, Chris Paul being on the team, it's not just James and some guys. It's James and another guy who has done more than James, frankly, in his career because he's been in the league longer. I think there's an accountability where you don't want to – like, James played his best basketball after being with USA Basketball, 3 years ago. When he was with all these other guys who are dudes, yeah. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, he came back a different player and was playing better defense that year too. I think that James right now has that with Chris Paul where he says, you know what, there's another dude in this locker room and I want to show him that I'm – and James isn't always going to be a great defender. We know that, but – if he'll play stretches of defense, hit six steals the other night, you know, I'll take that. You and I watched a ton of basketball in an era where defense was often optional. They didn't play a whole lot of defense with Showtime Lakers.
No.
Nuggets played zero defense.
By the way, the Celtics games, they were 114, 120.
But the Celtics would play defense and the Lakers would play defense when they needed to.
Right.
Yeah, and that's all the Rockets in this day and age, they have to do is...
Yeah, but guys were so good, they still scored.
Yeah.
They still scored.
Yeah.
As well as you could play defensively, guys were just, they were great shooters, mid-range shooters, and they just scored. I will say this. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from what the Rockets are the best team, and I don't care if ESPN doesn't lead with them or whatever. I don't mind that they're flying under the radar because everybody still thinks it's Golden State's league. That's all fine, and we'll find out.
I don't want elimination James.
No, I don't want elimination James either. I don't know. Is he going to be elimination James? But I don't think the league is very good right now. I really don't. I don't think there's a lot of good basketball teams right now. I think the Spurs, this will be interesting to see. Let's see if they got some pissed off in them, the Rockets, after game six last year. I mean, Kawhi wasn't even there, and they got their ass handed to them. Let's see if they don't feel like, hey, dude, we got to show these guys. You know what? They were 1-3 in the regular season against them. Do you like the coaching matchup, Spurs-Rockets? I don't know how you could. Pop
regular season or postseason?
And anytime. Pop just kicks D'Antoni's ass.
Pop is, historically he has, hasn't he? Yeah because the Spurs and the Suns too. Yeah, I mean, I don't really like any Houston coach next to Popovich.
No.
It usually doesn't look great.
No.
That's like saying, do you like insert Kubiak, insert Bill O'Brien, insert whoever versus Bill Belichick?
No.
It's Belichick and Popovich are the same guy to me. One has a beard, one has a hoodie.
Yeah.
They're the same guy.
What do you think this is going to be? You have any idea about? I don't know. You and your dummy Trump, y'all both can do this stuff.
Like, because, you know, he's Mr. Political.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. And you just leave, you know. And then here's.
Well, I don't know if any of this stuff's going to matter to me. I don't know.
What?
Bill Belichick's an airline pilot?
No, well, I don't know. A little bit.
We're on to Cincinnati. We're not going to worry about this game anymore.
Well,
what'd you say?
Winds are coming from 5 miles an hour out of the east.
No, you're doing an airplane pilot.
Guys, that was.
Bill, what do you think about the weather?
Well, I don't know. Well, winter's coming. White Walkers, Wildlands. I don't know. I don't care about it.
Oh, what are the odds that Bill Belichick knows anything about Game of Thrones?
I feel like he does.
Zero.
I feel like Bill, when he comes in, they crank up. As soon as he's walking up to the door.
When he walks in, they crank up Reigns of Castamere. That's the song.
Play it so I can hear it. I got to hear what it sounds like.
Anytime the Lannisters bleep somebody
apparently
up.
Lannisters have music now. They put it in the background. And Dell said they somehow put this into a book. Like, how do you put background music into a book?
No, they tell the story. Like, when a bard, I guess, plays his fiddle or whatever they play back then to sing about the Lannisters. This song is the song that they sing.
All right, let me hear it, because the Lannisters mess people up. I don't know if you heard, but they will send messages.
What? Shame.
The ultimate mess. I'll just blow up my whole damn city.
I'll blow up everyone in there.
I'll just kill everything. Boom. And at that time, I was like,
damn,
this is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. She's so mad, she'll just eliminate the whole city.
That's
just,
all. I don't care.
A nuclear war in her own city. Let me hear.
This is the Lannister music?
They played it during the Red Wedding.
This is how they entered
They played it as people were laying on the ground, I assume.
Yeah, but the Red Wedding wasn't the Lannisters.
Yeah, it was the Lannisters in their Lannisters.
Yeah, Lannisters send their regards.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, this is the song that's playing.
But so this is their when they enter the ring, when Jaime Lannister enters the ring, this is what they're going to play?
No, if
it's too Belichick. Slow.
No,
this doesn't feel like a Belichick,
because it's not a rock guitar. I don't know.
But they are kind of Lannisters. I mean, they are really the bad guys.
Yeah.
The Patriots and Belichick, they're the bad
guys.
Well,
there was a question on Twitter today. Who's the bad guy in the Steelers versus Patriots?
Oh, I think it's definitely the Patriots.
You do?
Yeah, you can't. The Patriots are always the bad guy.
Well, but okay. Brady or Roethlisberger, who's the bad guy?
Yeah, but keep going with it. Does Mike Tomlin feel like a bad guy compared to Belichick?
No, but he's Darth Maul. Who's the guy with the hood on?
The Steelers are the edgy team. The Patriots are the bad guys. It's kind of like an old when wrestling started having where you couldn't, there wasn't a clearly defined good guy, bad guy thing. You're like, are these all bad guys or are they good guys with some attitude or what is this? How's this working? That's what this is. This is like old Stone Cold versus, you know, whoever. I don't know. I wasn't a big wrestling head.
I don't know, though. You got Antonio Bryant, Martavis Bryant. You got Antonio Brown. You got James Harrison over the years.
Hated like the Patriots are. It's not even close.
They will legitimately cheat. Like, the Patriots are legitimately.
Yeah,
they'll tape your stuff. Yeah. They'll deflate football.
Look, Brian Hoyer's on TV. How awesome. You got the backup quarterback talking about something. That's awesome.
I'm right now literally just thinking, I really want to know what this is. For Brian Hoyer to be in a suit talking on ESPN,
it's all Brady's backups being talked about.
Oh, they're all Brady's backups. How'd they work out, any of them?
Well, Garoppolo, we'll see what he does.
Yeah, well, and he's allegedly the 49ers leader now.
That's like, how do guys who leave Bill Belichick work out?
Garoppolo's going to be good. Garoppolo's good.
I think so, too.
How's
Belichick's coaching tree done?
Not crap.
Romeo, not a lot of success.
Bill O'Brien,
won the AFC South 2 years in a row.
That's a good point. 9-7 is a bar.
We were 9-7. We won the AFC South.
You're damn right, you did.
See, and what about?
I don't care what you think,
Charlie Weiss.
You don't care what I think, and
you guys really care what I say. Just like I don't really care what you say.
What about Charlie Weiss? Did you like him?
Charlie Weiss is a great
coach. Josh McDaniels had a good run.
Is Charlie Weiss still getting paid? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels, did he have a good run?
Great run.
Did Romeo not get demoted for Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
He's on a good run.
Yeah. How'd Romeo? Romeo was great as a
Head coach? Coach?
Hey, Romy, I know you've coordinated really great defenses, but we really like this guy who's never coordinated defense before. So can you take a backseat to this guy?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about head coaches, Dell. You've just got your agenda showing now. Your agenda is showing.
No, it's my bias is leaking.
Your bias is leaking. Your bias is leaking.
Your bias is just leaked through.
7:45 ESPN 97.5. I
believe that's Daryl. He sounds so country.
Man, your bias is just leaked through.
He's from
John.
Wisconsin. He's just like, man, your bias is just leaked through, he John. Is. What is Daryl?
That's country, Daryl.
Daryl, do you live in, where does Daryl live?
We got to play that for him next time he comes
does
on.
Does he live in El Campo? Like, where's he picked up this accent?
7:45. Go to break on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, 7:49, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Oh, you guys don't have something that we talked about, whether it's Texans or Rockets, that you want to comment on? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't believe that for 1 second. 713-780-3776. You guys can jump in. We'll get you right on. 713-780-3776. Okay, Lamont's got this laid out. See if you agree with him.
This is wrong, Lamont.
The Patriots are the Lannisters. That, I see that. Steelers are the Targaryens.
Yeah, they're old school power.
Yeah,
they kind of fell off a little bit, but they're always around.
This one I don't agree
with. The Cowboys are the Starks.
That's a load of crap.
What do you mean? The Cowboys were once a great house, but they've been decimated, just like the Starks were. What are you talking about?
No, because they're good guys, and the Cowboys are a bunch of a-holes.
I would say the Starks...
The fans are a bunch of a-holes.
No, the Cowboys are a bunch of a-holes.
Well, but you can't do away with the Starks.
Zeke,
well,
Greg Hardy, all their weed dudes that get suspended every year.
But then who would the Starks be? Texans and
no,
the Starks.
No, Lamont has the Texans already pegged.
The Greyjoys.
Texans are not the Greyjoys.
Come here for a second.
The Packers are the Tyrells. Rich.
We called James Harden.
Old money. The Packers are old money.
On my
Packers are old money.
On off script on my podcast, we called James Harden Reek Harden. Because his game six, Elimination James, he went out like Reek.
Man, your bias is showing, Lance.
You got Mike D'Antoni at knife point because Greg Popovich has a knife to him. And James is looking. He's like, what'd I do? He jumps off
jumped off the court.
And somebody put James's face on Theon Greyjoy jumping off the ship. In the middle of that fight, it was so bad. But, Greyjoy's Texans, I mean, Reek Schaub. Schaub had some reek to him. What about when people would, what about on boot action where he's bootlegging, he's running, and defenders are closing him, and you can almost hear him scream, make an audible scream before he threw it seven rows deep, like, ah! It got rid of it super fast. Like, yeah, way to scan the field, Matt. Seahawks are the Baratheons. God, that, I don't know, John. This feels like a pretty good list.
The Texans are not the Greyjoys, okay?
Yes, they are. The Texans are the Greyjoys.
I feel like that's one of the most accurate of all of these.
That's terrible.
Who are the Greyjoys then?
Can't.
Who are the great? The Browns.
Who are the Texans?
Oh, wait a minute. The Browns don't even get a house.
The Browns aren't a house anymore. The Lannisters have already destroyed them. They're not a house anymore.
The Browns are those people that were out in the woods and got slaughtered by. Remember who was it? The big dude that was with them and everybody got slaughtered, and then he went back and killed them. The Mountain killed them.
The Packers are the Tyrells.
Old money, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. And then who was the one who fought against, who got his eyeball shoved out? What was their house called?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's...
That's like the Jaguars.
The Jaguars aren't a noble house. They don't apply.
Jaguars have had some success. They've been up and down. We forget.
But they're not a noble house.
They're dangerous. They're dangerous, and then they screw up at the end.
The Texans.
Was that a noble house with the three daughters who would murder you? Is that really a noble
house?
You mean
house? The Sants? Well, that's their bastard name. I forgot what they are. The people from Dorne?
Yeah,
that was Dorne. Not a noble house. I forgot what
Oh, was it? Because the wife would kiss you until you died. Yeah. She put poison on her mouth. That's not a noble house. Well, they are incestuous. Well, they have groups, things going on.
Did you see the three daughters? Yeah. That was a noble house.
Okay. That wasn't a noble house.
Yes, they were.
They would kill you.
Yeah. Dorne? Yeah. I was a big fan.
What was that?
Martell. Martells. That's a noble house.
And what's the guy's name, though, who fought the Martell?
The Viper?
The Viper. Yeah. Him, you never knew which direction he was headed.
He didn't mind going all directions.
He was very, you never knew if he was helping. Yeah, it's kind of like Blake Bortles. You never know which team he's going to help.
The Jags aren't the Martells. The Jags are not a noble house. The Jags are.
They're not a noble house. The Martells, there's nothing noble about them.
There's nothing noble about the Lannisters, but they're called a noble house. They're rich and powerful. That's what you get in a noble house. Yeah. Nobles. Nobles doesn't mean, these guys are pretty nice.
They're royalty. The Lannisters are royalty.
So is the Martells and Dorne.
If you have
royalty.
Somebody who talks like this, like Jaime Lannister says, I'd just as soon cut off your face as even look at you.
That sounds like nobility. That's noble, all right?
Like Cersei's not noble.
It's not about nobility. It's about having money and power. That's a noble house.
Who's got the throne? The Lannisters.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing, but I think I'm going to smash.
They're the Patriots, exactly. I think they're the Lannisters.
Smash my sister. What?
Because
that's not noble.
It kind of is.
That's not noble? No, it's not. It never is.
Well, if you're in a tree house and you throw a little kid off of it, that's not very noble.
That's a Patriot move, though.
Kind of is.
That's a Patriot, Tom Brady's just sitting there looking at...
You don't think Tom Brady would Tom Brady was throwing his equipment manager under the bus.
That's the
same thing.
That's Bran Stark getting kicked out of a castle.
Stark had information. Hey, we're just going to toss you out of a... Story.
Lamont, let the record reflect. I think this is a pretty good list. You're not going to find good
Starks. Goodell's Littlefinger. I don't know. That sounds like Rick Smith to me. Littlefinger, if you want to know the truth.
No, Rick Smith is not Littlefinger. He's not smooth enough to be Littlefinger.
I apologize to you.
he's not? You know how he's acting around the McNairs.
And by the way, Littlefinger... Spoiler alert for some people, he's dead. Rick Smith is never going to get killed off.
Hold on. Well, it's gone several seasons. Well, so is this one. But can you
listen to me, Bob? I don't have any fight. I don't know how to tell you this, but what's happening back there is a disaster. I wish I could apologize. I apologize profusely about Sam Montgomery. But we must make this right, Bob. What should we do? If I were you, I would get rid of O'Brien.
We must kill O'Brien.
He cannot be allowed to besmirch the name of the McNairs. House McNair.
756. That
you
was
think
our...
That's how it's going to go down?
What about people that don't... Finger? What about people that don't watch the show?
They're screwed this
they
segment.
Are screwed, actually. Oh, yeah. Sand Snakes. Kind of a fan, if you want to know the show.
Well, here's an idea. If you don't watch it, maybe it's because you say it's too expensive. Well, why don't you call my friends over at Bill Advisor? What Bill Advisor will do is, let's say you've had to eliminate some of the channels because you know, those crazy rising costs of cable or satellite, because you know how that goes through the roof, and you're thinking, man, all these cord cutters, how in the hell am I paying this much? Well, if you call my friends over at Bill Advisor, you text bills to 313131, here's what they do for you. They will go negotiate these bills for you. They can find other providers, but a lot of times they use the other providers as leverage, and you will get what you want. They do not want to lose you. Phone companies, cable companies, satellite, internet companies, no one wants to lose you as a customer because it's difficult to get that customer base back. So they start dropping their prices. Here's what I got. They dropped my prices $40 a month, thanks to Bill Advisor, and they got me all the premium movie channels. I had some of them. They got me all of them. I got more channels for $40 less per month, and I got bill credits for the first 4 months. Now, your negotiator might get you something even better than I got. They saved me over $2,000 over the course of one season on recurring bills like energy, phone, home insurance, car insurance. All of these bills can be negotiated, and Bill Advisor will do that for you. Go to BillAdvisor.com for one low monthly fee. They are consistently looking through bills, trying to find opportunities to lower your costs, and they work for you without you even saying anything. These bills start coming down month by month. You say, wow, you just saved me another $12 a month. Thanks a lot, Bill Advisor. BillAdvisor.com, BillAdvisor.com, or text bills to 313131. Watching you like a 4-5.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.